Amen. The word of the Lord, it is blessed. You may have your seats. Amen. In the presence of God and his people. Amen. It is certainly a blessing. Amen. Anytime I am asked to just say what God is saying to me. Amen. I don't take it as a small thing. In fact, I take it as a big thing. One of the things I tell the ministers is that when you preach the word of God, you have a number of opportunities on your head. You only have so many opportunities, but none of us know what that number is. So I take it as a big thing that I get this opportunity, amen, because this may be my last opportunity, amen. I preach my last like my first, and my first like my last, amen. So the title that I have for you guys today within this text is simply control. Control. Yeah, I know the Janet Jackson song, Control. Control. We all want it. We all think that we are in control. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm going to explain this to you. The word control means to design so that the effects of one or more variable are reduced or eliminated. Control. Amen. I believe that in these days that God is trying to show us that we are not in control like we think we are. He's trying to show us that. If we just watch the news, we can see that things are happening that we can't control at all. Every day, earthquakes, natural disasters, mass shootings, North Korea testing weapons. We can't control any of these things, even in our day-to-day things that we experience, like driving on the road. Think about it. When you're in a two-lane road, you're going one way and a car's coming another way. You can't control what is going on. You don't know what that driver coming in the other direction is going to do. We cannot control that. Yeah, we are not in control at all. We can't control if we wake up in the morning. We can't control if our hearts beat or not. We can't control if we're able to breathe in and out. We are not in control at all. So, with all of these examples, why do we believe that we can control situations in our lives? You know the Christianese thing to say is God is in control, but at the same time, we try to take control of situations in our lives. Amen. I'm in the right place. So what has happened is that we have mistaken our free will with control. That's the mistake that we have made. The Bible says in Genesis 1:26, God gave us dominion. And what has happened is we have taken this power of our free will, and we've been made to think that because we have free will, we can control things. We are not in control. For some of us, we have picked up the false belief that our free will puts us in a position of control. Here's a simple truth. Having the ability to make a decision does not put us in control. It does not. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, it says, a man deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. It's two different things. Just because we have the capability of choice in our hands does not put the results of that choice in our hands. Yeah. We can make a decision, but we are not in charge of the results. Amen. Joshua 24:15, it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm here to tell you that if you choose to serve God or not, there will be hardship. There will be. No matter if you choose to serve God or not, there will be hardship. Because we are in this world. That's the reason why we experience hardship, is because we are in this world. The book of Matthew 5:45, Jesus says it like this. He says that ye may be children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. So we are going to experience hardship no matter which side we choose to be on. I'm going to keep it all the way real with y'all today. All the way real. As a minister of the gospel, I'm here to tell you that saying yes to God is going to bring you some hardship. You are going to have some hard times with your yes. Our yes to God puts us in instant conflict with this world that we're in. Instant conflict. What happens when we say yes to God, we're saying no to the world. And when we say no to the world, that puts us in conflict with the world. Have you ever gotten a crazy look when you said, no, I don't do that? I know I have. I remember when I finally decided that I'm just going to do things God way. And what happened was the job I was working at the time, we used to do a football pool. You ever been a part of a football pool where I think the one we were doing, we just picked the winners. It's $20. I would win some, I would lose some. But what happened was when I finally decided to go all in with God, one of the first things God told me was, you don't need to be gambling no more. It was right in the middle of the football season. God will put you in a place where you got to, that your yes has to mean yes. And your no has to mean no. So what happened was, money gets collected. I don't turn it in. I don't turn mine in. So they come looking for me. Hey, Chris, we didn't get your money. You know, you ain't turned your sheet in. I say, yeah, I know. I'm not doing that anymore. It's like, what? What you mean? You're not doing the pool? And I told him, no. I decided I'm doing things God's way. And he said not to gamble anymore. And the guy, he looked at me funny. He was like, you know what? I can respect that. And it was it. But when God gives you direction, we have to take the direction. That's what it means saying yes to God, is we have to take his direction. I'm also here to tell you that saying no to God will bring about hardship. It will. The areas that you say no to God to will bring about hardship. What happens is when we say no to God, we're saying yes to the world. Mm-hmm. We will face hardship either way. So the question is, do we want the hardship with or without God? That's the question. Is it possible to avoid hardship? Is it possible? I think the immediate Christianese answer is no, we cannot. And it's true. However, did you know that there are some believers in Jesus Christ who think this is possible to avoid hardship? People think that it is actually possible, and not because you voice it, because of what you do. So how is this? How do people attempt to avoid hardship? I'm glad you asked me that question. That's a good question. This is what they do. And I say they because I was once one of the they. This is what I used to do too. What they do is they say yes and no to God at the same time. This is what they do. And at the same time, they say yes and no to the world at the same time. I know it sounds like double talk, but I'm going to explain. They say yes and no to God at the same time. There are believers who have not given God a complete yes yet, but a partial yes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever given God a partial yes? We say yes to God with the things that are easy for us to do. Yeah. We say yes, easy, for the easy things. And no to the things that are hard. Yeah, that's how we say yes and no to God at the same time. We say yes to the easy, no to the difficult. Now, it's foolish to think that we can avoid hardship by simply avoiding what is hard. It's foolish. It's foolish to think that. It may seem reasonable that if I avoid the hard things, I don't get hardship, right? Sounds reasonable, but it is actually foolish to think that. Playing both sides of the fence is not safe. It's not the safe way to go. It's actually dangerous to do this. The Bible says in James 1 and 8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And what we do when we make this declaration, we actually walk this out, to play both sides of the fence, we become unstable believers. Yeah, you ever known an unstable believer before? Just unstable. They up, up, down, down, left, right, they all over the place. You never know what's going to come out of a believer that is unstable. You never know. You may get cussed out or prayed for. You don't know. Just depending on however they feel in that moment. Amen. The word unstable, check out this definition. The word unstable means fluctuating, not consistent, fickle, unpredictable. Check out this last one. Readily radioactive. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get from an unstable believer. And the thing is, the unstable believer never know what's going to come out. Yeah, you ever hear somebody cuss somebody out and be like, yo, I can't help it. I never bite my tongue. Unstable. And by the way, for those who say I can't help it, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can. Unstable. We become unstable when we attempt to follow God and tell him no at the same time. How crazy is that? You following God and you telling him no as you're following him. How crazy is that? I'm following you. I'm all in, God. I give myself away. We know all the songs. We sing in Shekinah Glory, yes, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And as soon as he asks you to do something, you say no. How crazy is that? You following God, but say no as you're following him. Listen, I'm not telling you what I've heard. I'm telling you what I know. This is what I used to do. I used to do this. The hardest time of my life was when I was trying to avoid what was hard. That was the hardest time of my life. I'm trying to avoid what's hard, but at the same time, I'm actually having a hard time. You cannot avoid hardship. I remember when I was working at the inspection station at the DMV in D.C. For anyone who's ever been there before, it's over on Half Street in Southwest D.C. I worked there for some years, and one of the craziest jobs I've ever worked for, because you get everybody. Any and everybody who lives or works in D.C. has to bring their vehicle into this place. So I've seen the nice of the nice. I've seen the crazy of the crazy. You get all of it. It was in that season when I was working there, when I decided to just fully give my life to God. I'm just going to say yes to whatever it is God wants me to do. But that brought about hardship. And what I was doing was, okay, I'm going to say yes in the things that I know I can do, but no in the things that I can't. And I was having a really, really hard time with, okay, where is the line? I kept moving the line back. Some of us have done that. This is my standard, but then when something happens, okay, now this is my standard then. We keep moving the goalposts back. I remember praying to God one morning when I had a silent moment by myself when I was at work. And I was in a place of deep struggle. I was really struggling. And I said, God, I'm waiting for you to deliver me where I'm at. I'm waiting for you. And I heard God say to me, this was the Holy Spirit, just as clearly as you can hear my voice now, you're not waiting for me. I'm waiting for you. And I realized in that moment that my no to God was the cause of my instability. I was all over the place. Our no to God in any area of our lives is our foolish attempt to control that area ourselves. Any area that you have said no to God is the area you are trying to control yourself. Or else, why else would you say no? Why else would you say no if you, and some people, when I challenge them on this, first thing they say is, I know. I know. They know what is right to do, just like I did. But at the same time, we still think it's better for us and easier for us to tell God no. Yeah, your no, the thing you're saying no to God about, is your attempt to control that area of your life yourself. And it's futile. It's pointless. It's not going to work. We cannot control it. It's not a coincidence that the area we are trying to control is the area that is falling apart. It's not a coincidence. We're trying to work and get this thing right, but at the same time, we're saying no to God. Listen, God tells us no because he knows what's best for us. I know you think, you believe, you know what's best for you, but I'm here to tell you, you do not. You do not know what's best for you. Because if you did, you would not be saying no to God. Amen. Amen. Like I said at the beginning, God is trying to show us that we are not in control like we think we are. Today, God is saying it's time to give a complete yes and not a partial yes. That's what he's saying today. A yes in the easy and in the difficult. Can I give you an example? Bible study. Got quiet, First Lady. Got quiet. Yeah, Bible study. Bible study is a hard thing to do, to get to. I know a lot of people who don't go think that the people who come to Bible study every week, that is easy for them. But I'm here to tell you, as a person who is here pretty much every week for Bible study, I'm here to tell you that it is not easy to get here. It is not easy. And let me just say it like this. It will never be easy. No matter how many repetitions you get of coming here, it is not going to be easy to do it. Yeah, it's hard. I challenge you to ask anyone who comes to Bible study every week if it's easy or difficult to come on Wednesdays. And I'm sure they will tell you that it's a real press to get here sometimes. We got to say yes to the easy and the hard, the difficult things. You cannot avoid hardship just by avoiding what is hard. Because what happens is, when you say yes to God, you get pushback from the world, right? When you say no to God, you get pushback because you're getting the consequences of saying no to God. So what's happening is you're getting the consequences of saying no to the world, and you're getting the consequences of saying no to God. So that's why it's more difficult to play both sides of the fence than it is to pick a side. Choose ye this day. When we embrace the difficult is when we will experience the growth and development that is required for the next level. I know a lot of us, we've been praying for the next job, for the next step, for God to move us, enlarge our territory. But God cannot send you with that no on your resume. It's time to get rid of that current no that you got. Yeah, we can't get the full benefit of obedience with partial commitment. We can't. We can't get the full benefit of what a yes brings if we are also saying no to God. We can't get the benefit. See, a lot of us, we think as long as I'm saved, I get the full benefit. No, you get to go to heaven. That's what being saved means. You get to go to heaven. But you also have to say yes to God in the day-to-day things. Yeah, there is growth in the difficult. There is growth in the difficult things. Go toward the growth by saying yes to the things of God we used to say no to. So the question that I have for you today is, who is ready to declare a complete yes to God? That's my question. And I'm done. I'm done. I pray you were blessed by this word. Amen. Auntie, give me my music. Amen. I'm done.